Week 17, the championship. On one side, double-double animal style, 10-4, Christian McCaffrey in the backfield, the kind of season that's supposed to end in a banner. On the other, me and my Mahomies, 7-7, a team the standings never took seriously. One of these rosters was built for this game, the other one won it. Here's what the regular season said. Double-double scored 1944 points, third best in the league, with McCaffrey and Jackson Smith and Jigba doing the heavy lifting. Me and my Mahomies scored 1805, fourth best, and somehow went 7-7 doing it, the classic good roster, cursed schedule profile. 10 teams started this season. The dads got it down to these two. And if you still trusted the standings, the semifinal is where that ended. Against Dicker the Kicker, 10-4, 2100 points, the best team in the league all year, Sherwin dropped 193.8. Puka Nacua caught 12 balls for 225 yards and 2 touchdowns, 46.5 points, one man. Chase Brown, 32.9. Rookie Ashton Jeanty, 31.8. Travis Kelce contributed 1.6, and it did not matter. The one seed put up 168 and went home. So the final was billed as a heavyweight fight, and the heavyweights showed up. McCaffrey gave the title game everything. 23 carries, 140 yards, a touchdown, 4 catches on top, 28.1, the best player on the field. Across from him, Chase Brown just kept punching. 101 on the ground, 2 scores, 3 catches, 29.1, his second straight playoff week north of 29. The two backs fought to a draw. But championships aren't decided where you're strong. They're decided where you're not. Jared Goff had thrown for 364 and 3 touchdowns in the semifinal. In the final, against Minnesota, 197 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. In this league scoring, that is 4.08 points from a starting quarterback in a championship game. Meanwhile, Sherwin handed the tight end job to a rookie. Colston Loveland, 6 catches, 94 yards, a touchdown, 21.4, with Kelce watching from the bench. The champions survived 9 points from Jeanty and 4 from Ladd McConkey because the guys who showed up huge. Final, 139-98 to 112-58. A 27-point margin, and 18.6 of it is one position. Dak Prescott, 307 yards, 2 scores, 22-68. Goff, 4.08. Price this game beforehand, and any honest model takes the 10-4 team with McCaffrey. It would have been wrong at exactly one spot on the field. That's a fantasy championship. 14 weeks building a roster, one Sunday deciding the story. So hang the banner. Me and my Mahomies, 2025 champion of the NDV Dads League, one with Baker Mayfield starting one playoff week and Dak Prescott the next, and never a Mahomes in sight. The data doesn't forget, Sherwin. Neither will the group chat. That's the story the numbers tell. Real football, no vibes. Muft reads every play so you don't have to.